Hi everyone, welcome to Positron Quantum of Positive Vibes. I'm your host, Vithi. This episode is the continued part of the previous episode titled Kaizen. In order to learn and discuss more about self-improvement and the significance of continuous learning, I'm glad to have been joined by a senior data analyst, Mr. Kapil Khurana, an active Toastmaster, who works in a renowned investment company, Raleigh, in the vibrant region of North Carolina. And today, we are excited to have Mr. Kapil Khurana with us to dive into more about personal growth and professional development journey. Welcome to Polystone Quantum of Positive Vibes, Kapil.
Hey, hi, Vinny. Thank you so much for calling me to your show. I'm really honored.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for being here. Can I start this conversation by asking you my first question?
Sure.
Can you discuss some areas of personal growth and development and their importance in the life? And what are some key habits you believe contribute to personal growth, continuous learning, and professional development?
Sure, Vidhi. That's a really a great question. So I think in terms of your personal development, there are, you know, endless areas where someone can really, you know, work upon. But I think I would like to mention there are some basic personal development areas which I feel missing in a lot of human beings nowadays. Mm-hmm. And I feel these are your time management and your self-confidence, your emotional intelligence, and your resilience. So these basic things, I think, can help a person in achieving success in their personal as well as professional life. Just to give you an example, right? How many of us, you know, wouldn't freak out if we get stuck in a traffic jam, you know? You know, and if our child is crying, right? And we are not able to calm them down, so then we start getting panic. So I feel like, you know, a lot of people are lacking that resilience in today's world, right? And this resilience, learning this art of resilience is also not like a separate kind of training that you can do. You know, there are. It comes by practicing, by applying, by being self-aware that you wanted to, if you get fail in something, that's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, if something is not going into your favor, you have to have that persistence and patience in you. So a conscious feeling of this thought and applying this in your day-to-day life will make you a more resilient and emotionally strong person. And once you achieve that, anything you do in your life, you know, I feel you will be successful. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And coming to your second question, what are some of the key habits for personal growth? I feel a attitude of continuous learning is very important, that you should feel like learning any day or every day, you should feel like learning something new. And if you have that attitude in your mind, that is a very, very good habit to kind of, you know, to learn new things. So if any changes happening across you, right, you will not be panicking. You know, you will want to adapt to that. So that way, you know, you will have that learning attitude in you. Other than that, I feel you should also have an attitude of self-care, that you wanted to take care of you, your body physically as well as mentally. Mm-hmm. That will also prepare you, you know, to do these continuous learning. And then other than this, I feel you should also make some goals in life, you know, because if you have goals, then you will have some action plans to achieve those goals.
Mm-hmm.
And that in that process, you will try to learn something new. For example, I'm just trying to learn on this. I'm just trying to be a better leader in my current role, right? So So I have this goal in my mind, but now to achieve this goal, I have to work on certain areas to achieve it. And that is helping me to, you know, do my learnings in those areas. And I'm trying out different things. So this is part of that learning. So continuous learning, taking care of yourself, and making goals is very important, and they are some of the key habits, you know, you can apply in your life. I hope you got your answer.
Very well said, Kapil. Emotional intelligence, resilience, goal setting, and one's well-being, like all of these basic things can help in cultivating an attitude of learning, exploring, and staying curious. All these things can become helpful in focusing on one's personal and professional development journey.
True.
Let me take my next question. What inspired you to start focusing on personal growth and development?
Yeah, I think the answer to this question is very interesting, because I think there are probably two reasons why someone start, you know, doing some learning in their life. One is it's the happiness factor, you know, like you try to do something which brings, which is your passion, and then which makes you a happy person, which gives you a sense of achievement. So, it keeps you engaging and, you know, satisfied in your life. So happiness is one of the thing. And the other factor I feel is the, you know, financial stability in your life, right? So we are, you know, we try to learn things, you know, which will help us in our professional growth. And those kind of learnings help us, you know, the motivation behind those learnings that we wanted to be financially stable in our life. Our family is, you know, we are able to fulfill our family's, requirements. So I think they are the main factors. And I think the same applies for me. There are some things which I'm very passionate about, and they are not indirectly related with, you know, my financial, growth. But it just brings happiness to me. So I'm also doing that. But then on the other side, I'm trying to do certain things which is going to help me in my professional growth. Mm-hmm. I think happiness and your financial stability are the main motivation, you know, which lets someone to, you know, grow in their personal journey.
Absolutely, fully agree with you. Whether self-improvement acts as a pursuit of happiness or getting more responsible in taking care of your loved ones, family, or even yourself, the results may always vary, but an outcome will always result in making you better you.
Yes.
So this brings up my third question, or maybe fourth question. How do you navigate challenges and setbacks on your journey of growth?
Yes. You know, this is a very interesting question, because I was listening to Jack Ma, mm-hmm. who is the founder of Alibaba.com the other day. And he was telling a quote which completely correlate to this answer. And the quote was, today is difficult. Tomorrow is going to be more difficult. But the day after tomorrow is very beautiful.
Nice.
So I feel, you know, but to survive till that day, you need to have that persistence in you. Okay. Mm-hmm. So building an ability of persistence in you, thinking that, yes, the next day will be a happy day for me. You know, today I'm struggling with these challenges. But tomorrow it will be a good day, or a day after tomorrow, it will be a good day. So that kind of building that kind of attitude in you, or building an emotional intelligence in you, can help you to handle all kind of setbacks and challenges, you know, in your personal growth. I mean, in your personal growth journey.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, I also feel that you should have, mentors, you know, who gives you, you know, feedbacks on your personal growth.
Mm-hmm.
And So that will also kind of help you to, you know, get some measures how you can you know, resolve those challenges or setbacks in your life, right? And I would always, you know, like in our life, right, there are always someone, right, who we talk, right, when we are struggling in something, right? It could be our friend, or it could be our family member, or it could be just a mentor. So find that person, you know, who can help you, who can guide you. Mm-hmm. So other than that, I think it's just taking care of you, you take care of your body, as part of your well-being, which will also help you to kind of, handle that pressure, when you are struggling on something. So I think, your persistence, your social network or the mentorship and your well-being are very important to kind of handle all the setbacks and challenges in your life.
Quite true. Persistence is the key. Taking constructive feedback or seeking guidance or suggestions from others will help you to navigate through the challenges and not to get demotivated in your personal and professional and self-improvement journey, I guess.
Yes.
Okay. The next question. It happens with everyone. Whenever we are going to start anything, there will be doubts, self-doubts, and like maybe someone can have a low self-esteem as well. So can you share any strategies for overcoming self-doubt and building self-confidence?
Yes. So I would tell two things to your viewers for this answer.
Mm-hmm.
First is focus on the process, but don't focus on the result. Many a times, when we start doing something, we think about the end goal of that, what will be the outcome of that thing. I should get some benefit from that. People will be praising me, or I will get some promotion or growth in my professional life. But that is not important. The important is the process.
Mm-hmm.
What you are doing to achieve that is more important than achieving the final outcome. Of course, the final outcome is going to give you happiness, but that's going to be a temporary happiness. Mm-hmm. But the journey which you are doing in order to achieve that goal and the learning which you are doing as part of that, is that going to make you a more satisfied person in your life? Because it's going to give you experience. It's going to give you experience about your mental state, how you should keep yourself mentally strong, how should you take feedbacks, So all these little things you will learn during that process. So I feel that's very important. And one more thing which I feel is that don't just forget about your self-esteem, Many times people are hesitant, they think about that, what if I say something wrong? What others will feel about me? But what does that do? That just bring extra pressure on those people. So just go natural. If you don't know something, just ask the person. You're learning, right? So you should be a learner. So if you don't know something, you don't know, right? Don't try to be over smart. If you don't know something, just say it loud. So you should have also, that kind of attitude or courage to, speak up. So I think that's also very important.
Can't agree more on it. Most of the times people give up and don't even dare to begin to follow their passions or interests just because others will be having a lot to say.
True.
And I can't deny that self-doubt is a byproduct of a huge built-up self-esteem that doesn't even let you to take off with its overload. This brings up my sixth question maybe. How do you approach self-care and well-being as part of your personal growth journey?
Yes, so I would say when you are trying to learn something, don't try to burn yourself, Sometimes what we do, right? Okay, we are trying to learn something, and then we spend day, night, you know, everything in that, just thinking about that thing.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how the human mind does not work, right? We need to have some breaks, pauses, you know. So you, when you are overwhelmed and you are not able to, you know, do any quality of learning, I would say take a break. You know,
mm-hmm.
you need to take a pause. Either go on a vacation or spend time with your family, friends, but don't think about learning at that time, because anyways, it's not productive, right? So I think you should strike a good balance between your health, mental health, your physical health, and your learning. That's very important, you know, to, and that's how, you know, you can approach your self-care, you know. And of course, there are like, you need the guidance, right? You need the experience of course also, right? So if you're trying to learn something, right, ask someone who has done the similar thing, and how was their process, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, and whatever, you know, whatever wisdom they share you, right, try to check, are you also following the same path? Yes or no? If not, then you should make those modifications, you know? So that is also very important. So getting guidance along the way will also help you to kind of, you know, to take care of yourself, you know? So, yeah.
Yeah, I like the way you said that taking breaks or knowing when to pause. And
yes,
they are an absolutely effective remedy to just of staying the course and not to get demotivated, and taking care of one's well-being, emotional and physical well-being as well as. And it helps in acquiring peace, inner calmness and tranquility as well.
True.
So the last question, Kapil, can you discuss a particularly transformative experience or lesson you have learned along the way?
Sure. Yeah, that's very interesting, because, you know, this transformative experience happened to me, as in one of the project which I was doing. So it was a regular, you know, implementation project. I was doing, you know, technical work there. But what important in that was, like, my leader in that project,
mm-hmm.
you know, she helped me to give me exposure to all the leadership of my business group. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So she gave me that freedom, you know, that, hey, you can talk to, you know, all the leaders of this organization and then make decisions, you know. So that really helped me to build my confidence that, that I can also take decisions. And, you know, it's just when I'm talking to a big leader, right, he's also a human being, right? So so that self-confidence helped me, you know, to kind of, think about that I can achieve anything, you know. Now it's just a matter of time. So that was a transformative experience. Other than that, right, in my professional growth journey, right, I met with my peers, you know, mm-hmm. who were also doing great in their jobs, right? So I saw their patterns, how they are trying to bring an impact, right? So work-wise, you know, we do work, right, in their own areas, right? But what other things you do other than your work is more important, and that is how you're helping others around you, you know,
mm-hmm.
whether it's in your work area or it's your it's you're trying to build some non-profit community,
volunteer work,
you know, you're trying to help people there,
mm-hmm.
so that, because all that you're trying to give back to the community, or, you know, to your company. But then in the return, what you are getting? You're getting a very great experience, right? For which you are not signed up, but then you're still getting that experience. And that's really going to help you when you want to become a leader. So I think that was my personal journey. And everyone have their own way of, you know, getting that transformation. But yeah, I think for me, it was my personal journey. Yeah.
Very nice. I guess as you are also an active Toastmaster, a fan of Toastmasters, I guess these are those Toastmasters vibes that made you to appreciate and acknowledge the people, especially the leaders who helped you to recognize your potential and helped you in pursuing your professional and personal development journey. People collaborating, appreciating, acknowledging each other and mutually supporting each other to grow. Thank you so much, Kapil, for being on Positron Quantum of Positive Vibes. Thoroughly enjoyed all the insights and the perspectives you shared with us.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Vidhi. To be honest, right, I was very nervous as it was my first podcast. Thank you for making me so comfortable. And I also thoroughly enjoyed this podcast. And I hope your viewers have, learned something, some new perspective today. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being here on Positron Quantum Positive Vibes.
May we all keep on learning, improving, and working on ourselves to get better. Thank you so much for listening to Positron Quantum of Positive Vibes. Keep listening. Cheers and Namaste.